The Green Mountain Mall in St. Johnsbury has seen better days. They lost their anchor tenant, JCPenney's, about 3 years ago. And there's still a sign up for Radio Shack, a company that filed for bankruptcy in 2015. But for a few hours Monday, the mall parking lot was bustling like it was the week before Christmas, as people traveled from around the country to park in the lot and witness the total solar eclipse. Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman spent the day at the mall and has this report.
Gloria Kessler's family decided weeks ago to travel somewhere to see the eclipse. And in the days leading up to the big event, she was keeping a close watch on the weather reports around the country from her home in Northern Virginia.
We looked and we saw that the cloud cover was going to be minimal here. It was going to be more sunshine. We considered Houston and then Ohio, and then we thought this would be the best chance of getting to see it well.
The family had never done a camping trip before, and Kessler said when she imagined hitting the road with her family, she didn't think their first night would be spent in a rental RV in a cold shopping mall parking lot in Vermont.
I think the next one is going to be about 17 years away, and we've always wanted to try traveling in an RV anyway, and so this seemed like a great opportunity. We could be flexible, you know, if the cloud cover was bad in one place, and so that's how we ended up here.
About a dozen families spend $60 each to park their RVs overnight in the mall parking lot. And early in the morning Monday, day users began streaming in and paying $20 for their own spot.
Are you here for the event?
Yes.
All right, it's $20. Put that in your windshield. You can come and go as you please.
Oh, good.
There's bathrooms at the mall.
Mark Healy is the owner of the Green Mountain Mall, and he says the town reached out to him to see if he could open up some of his parking lot for the eclipse traffic. Healy has been going before the local planning commission to rezone his property, and he says he's got some big plans in the works to bring some life back to the Green Mountain Mall. And Monday's perfect alignment between the Earth, Moon, and Sun marks what he hopes is a new chapter for the shopping center.
It's been a long celestial path. The redevelopment has been as long as this eclipse people have been waiting for. But it is finally coming together, and we're excited to bring a vibrant place to the town of St. Johnsbury and the surrounding area of the Northeast Kingdom.
As the day progressed and the eclipse drew near, the parking lot took on the feel of a part tailgating event, part Grateful Dead pre-show party, and part science fair. Kids hula hooped and tossed footballs, while the adults played board games and toasted the approaching eclipse with Prosecco and salami. Jeff Beaudry is a professor at Southern Maine University, and he was there with a high-powered telescope set up, offering views to anyone who stopped by and asked. Beaudry drove over from Maine, met up with some family in New Hampshire, and rendezvoused with other family members who live in Vermont. So for him, a wide-open mall parking lot was the perfect place to set up a telescope, play with his grandkids, and witness his first total solar eclipse.
It just seemed like a good, organized place, you know, rather than trying to, jam yourself in here or there. This is, you know, has a nice feeling to it. So, yeah, here we are in the great parking lot in St. Johnsbury.
As it turns out, a mall parking lot isn't the best place to watch a solar eclipse. The automatic overhead lights came on as the sky darkened, dulling the experience somewhat. Still, for one brief afternoon, the Green Mountain Mall pulsated with excitement, energy, and hope.
Everybody say bye to the sun.
Bye, sun!
Bye, sun!
Bye, sun! Oh, my God!
It's going to be a dot.
For Vermont Public, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in St. Johnsbury.